He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Words taken from the Holy Gospel for today's feast, the vigil of Pentecost. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pentecost is all about the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the Blessed Virgin and the Apostles. We need the Holy Ghost for many reasons. It was the day that the church was born, visibly, for all to enter. So that coming of the Holy Ghost is relevant to us all. We need the Holy Ghost for many reasons. We need Him to work in us without us getting in the way at times, so that we can safely navigate the dangerous waters of this world. So St. Thomas Aquinas and others speak of the gifts of the Holy Ghost as God working in us without us. It's where God comes and takes over. The wind blows and the sails fill and we move along without having to row the oars so much. God works in us without us. This He does through the gifts of the Holy Ghost that we receive at baptism. Surely, this is partly what is behind St. Paul's asking the people of Ephesus in the lesson today whether or not they had received the Holy Ghost. He knew they were going to need these gifts if they were going to survive. Another reason we need the Holy Ghost is so that we can bear fruit. Our Lord wants us to bear much fruit for the glory of the Father, but we cannot do it without His help. As He said so plainly, without me you can do nothing. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that the fruits of the Holy Ghost may be gathered from the diverse processions in which the Holy Ghost proceeds in us. There it is. We need the Holy Ghost to process in us before we can bear fruit. This is why the church has traditionally had various processions in the external forum, so that we can have processions successfully in the internal forum. We process in the exterior castle in the city of God, the city that is the church and its place in the world. We process to capture something in the world, like the Ark of the Covenant went around Jericho 7 days and then 7 times on the last day, and Jericho was conquered simply by processing. But so we process on the outside, so we can process on the inside, the interior castle, the city of God on the inside. We process in the external form as an outward sign of what we are to be doing in the internal so that we can bear fruit. The Holy Ghost came upon Our Lady. He proceeded in her to produce the perfect fruit, the fruit of her womb, Jesus the King. He does this again at Pentecost to produce the fruit, the church, born of her. She is the mother of the church. He wants to come and do the same in us. This is why our Lord ascends to heaven, to send us the same Holy Ghost to proceed, that we will bear fruit, that we will have something to show for our life here on earth. St. Paul tells us that there are at least 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost in Galatians chapter 5, although sadly some Bibles only list 9. The Douay Rheims properly, rightly, lists the 12. They are charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, the longanimity, in other words, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, chastity, and continency. These are the 12 fruits. We know them when we see them. They're beautiful. But the fruits are not necessarily limited to these 12. As St. Thomas indicates, fruits are produced according to how the Holy Ghost proceeds in us. As we've seen, our Lord is the fruit of the Holy Ghost proceeding in the Blessed Virgin. He is the fruit of the womb, the womb. In the Gospel, we hear how our Lord prophesies of the future failure of the apostles. When you read the Gospels, we hear, "Each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone." This happened before they were clothed with the Holy Ghost on Pentecost. But after coming of the Holy Ghost, they were able to endure great trials and receive the fruit of a faithful apostolic life. Martyrdom. Martyrdom. We can view martyrdom as a fruit. Now, how can we let the Holy Ghost proceed in us? Start at the fruit itself and work backward. Because fruits are things that come at the end. They are the reward of hard work, of much effort. They're delightful, they smell wonderful, they look good, and often they taste good. Everyone loves fruit. What did God offer Adam and Eve in the garden? First of all, fruit. What a great gift to give to His Majesty and our neighbor, fruits. By producing these fruits, we show that its ascension was not in vain. Now, if the fruit is good, then the tree must be good too. Without God, we can do nothing supernaturally good. Thus, the action must be initiated and sustained by God if it's going to bear fruit. That will remain. So the tree needs to be a good tree, a holy tree. Fruits of the Holy Ghost must come from works done in union with the grace of God. I like to think of a tandem bicycle, that's a two-seater, where God initiates the work that's going to produce the fruit by starting the pedaling and helping us to sustain it to the end. Now, this is partly what is meant by the procession of the Holy Ghost within us. He's proceeding, working with us. So how can we then make sure our trees are good so that the fruit will be produced? One, the tree is, as it were, our duties of our state in life. This is what God has asked us at this time more than anything else. All the way back at Lourdes and through Fatima into our own time, He asks us, penance, penance, penance. And then He specifies what that penance is. It is our duties of our state in life. This was asked by heaven. This is the solution to staying sane and alive at this time. The tree, I tell you, is your duties of your state in life. Do your duties and you're going to have a very sturdy tree. Then we have to pray to love. Love is the sap, the life in the tree, the health of the tree. Pray to love your cross. Pray to love your duties. That is your cross. Whatever it may entail, your spouse, wherever it is, those you live with, those you work with. Lord, help me love this person. Help me to love You, Lord. Help me to love my neighbor. That is the cross. Vertical bar, love of God. Horizontal bar, love of neighbor. That's, again, the sap of the tree. It keeps it alive and healthy. But we also know that love is patient. There it is. That's one of the fruits. Love endures to the end. It produces the fruit. It endures all things, suffers all things, believes the best of all things. How wonderful is love. When we have this tree and this sap, God will do the rest. He will proceed and He will produce fruits in you that all can smell and enjoy and that will last. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.